and Southern Railway, Ian Johnston. And on the trip.
Program off to a rather good start this week, I feel. That's Rush there. And the trees, of course, going out, especially to everyone standing around on a rather cold and windy spot today to get Southern Radio on the air. It's 5 minutes past two. I'm Ian Johnson, and welcome into the program called Tender Trip. I'll be with you through until 3 o'clock this week. My apologies to listeners to Tender Trip last week for the rather awful audio quality, as it were, that, as I think I mentioned in the program, had to use a rather strange studio last week due to the old railway strike and that, and that's the result of not having the right tools for the jobs, they say. But we're back to normal again this week, or at least We've overcome Aslif, let's put it that way, shall we? We found our own secret means of getting on the air today without the use of the railwaves to get along to Southern Radio Studio. So, there you go, you see. And I've also got in the studio with me a young man who was around last week as well, and he's come along to tell us especially how you can ring us here on Southern Radio.
Hi, I'm Max. If you like a dedicational program next Sunday on Southern Radio, why not give me a ring on 01-681-0404. That's 01, if you're outside London, 681-0404. We broadcast each and every Sunday between the hours of 12 and 6 p.m. And I'll be here downstairs in the studio waiting for your request. Thank you.
There we go, the sound of Max there on our phone line, so why not give him a ring on 01-681-0404. That's one, isn't it, Max?
That's correct, Ian.
Okay, that number once again, Max, is
681-0404.
And now, back to the record. Here's Foreigner, and Feel Like the First Time.
I would climb any mountain, sail across the stormy sea, if that's what it takes me, baby, to show how much you mean.
And Feels Like the First Time, and that one I'll play especially for Max, our man on the phone today, because I think it is the first time he's appeared on the airwaves of Southern Radio. Max, of course, our little Dutch friend. We borrowed him from Radio Veronica a few years ago, and he's been manning our phone lines behind the scenes for some time now. So there we are. It's Max, and he's there on 06-01-681-0404. That's 01-681-0404. And if you'd like to drop us a line, if you're a little shy on the old phones, I'll be giving you the address of Southern Radio you can drop a line to a little later on, so get your pens and papers ready. But are you a disco tech operator or a club owner? Because if you are, then it's likely that Dennis Jason can help you. Dennis Jason Limited can supply you with disco effects, projectors, rope lights, bubble machines, mirror balls, jingle machines, sound-to-light controllers, consoles, and all accessories for the discotheque, large or small. Dennis Jason can advise on all makes of equipment and specialises in Cytronic, FAL, and sound-out products. Dennis Jason also manufacture their own excellent sound equipment under the Michaelis brand name. Dennis Jason Limited also have equipment to hire and are specialists in design and installation for lighting and sound. They also offer a maintenance and disco engineering service. Dennis Jason's showrooms are at 26 The High Street, Merston in Surrey. Here you can view a wide range of the latest discotheque equipment and discuss your ideas with experts in the field. Dennis Jason are open Tuesdays to Saturdays from 10 in the morning until 5:30 in the evening. And you can ring Dennis Jason Limited on Merstham 3113 during office hours. Outside these office hours, there's a 24-hour answer phone service for your messages. So that's Dennis Jason Limited for all that's best in discotheque supplies. And now it's once again back to the music. And just before we do that, I mentioned that we've got lots of good stuff on the programme for this week. A nice tight show for a change. We've got Bob Skaggs, Pink Floyd, Iron Maiden, Angel Witch, 38 Special and Kayak, amongst many, many more. So keep tuned to us here on Southern. And of course, don't forget at 1:30, the free radio news coming your way this week. In the meantime, somebody who we hope will be headlining Reading this year, our Budgie. Here they are with some of their own apparatus. The sound of Budgie there, Bert Shelley, of course, with those very high-powered vocals on that one. That's a number called Apparatus, and presumably they'll perform that one when they appear at Reading this year, as I understand. They are amongst many acts to be at Reading, and they will be one of the headliners. It's 16 minutes past 2 o'clock. You're listening to Southern Radio on 212 metres in the medium wave. That's 1413 kilohertz. And moving on now with some music from 38 Special from over in the States, and a little number called Firestarter.
Don't doubt, there ain't no doubt. Oh.
That's from the 38 special album, Special Forces, which is on A&M, and it's called Firestarter. Just, I think I'll play that one actually for Steve Collins. I mentioned briefly towards the end of last week's show that I popped along to the Radio Top Shop station, which some of you may know operates in three of the stores of Top Shop, the fashion shop, in London and in Newcastle. And Steve Collins, an ex-Voice of Peace DJ who works in there, went along to say hello to him and have a look round. So hope you're listening in, Steve, and thanks very much indeed for your little show round the studios down there. In the meantime, some roadshow dates for the Caroline Roadshow, if you'd like to add them to your diary. And let's see, what have we got coming up? The 16th of July, they're at the Angel Centre in Tunbridge in Kent, and live on stage are Toad Brook. Then on the 17th of July, at the St Ivo Centre at St Ives in Cambridge, again, live on stage with Toad Brook. Incidentally, Toad Brook feature in their band A Fire Eater, which is all good, exciting stuff, along with lots of other fireworks and explosives. But they're a good band as well, so worthwhile going to see. On the 23rd of July, a Friday, the Roadshow returns to the Chancellor Hall, Chelmsford in Essex. Always a popular one, that. And that will be a special Schools Out night. And you're supposed to turn up in school uniform, even if you're over 20. So there we are. Good one for AC/DC fans, that one, I think. On Friday the 30th of July, to round off the main gigs for July, the Caroline Roadshow at the Town Hall, Market Hill, Sudbury, in Suffolk, and at that one you're supposed to turn up as Wurzel Gummidge. And there's also an additional date, which is worth noting, because the Caroline Roadshow will be one of the features at the East Anglian Rock Festival 1982. Amongst the others that will appearing will be Saxon, Magnum, Samson, SOS, that's the new band which features Bernie Marsden, formerly with Whitesnake, Stampede are there, Angel Witch are there, and of course the Caroline Roadshow with DJ Bell Stevens. The DJs at the other roadshows, incidentally, are Rob Eden, Buster and Robbie Day. It all takes place on Saturday, July the 24th, between 3 p.m. and 11 p.m. There are excellent bar facilities, full catering facilities. You can get T-shirts. There's a record shop there as well. There'll be video game side shows. And all of that for £5.50 in advance or £6.50 on the day. If you'd like tickets in advance, then you can send a standard addressed envelope with a cheque or postal order to the East Anglian Rock. And that's at Mildon Hall Stadium, which is near Bury St Edmunds in Suffolk. Or if you want to get tickets locally, you can contact the local ticket agents, who are Keith Browse Travel, and their telephone number is 01836 2184. That's if you want to make bookings by credit card or over the phone. So there we are. It's all at Mildon Hall, as I say. It's 10 minutes off the A11 between Norwich and Newmarket. And of course, if British Airways are running, they'll be running some special trains to the event, and also national coaches will be offering late night facilities if you want to return on the same day. And there's easy access and ample free parking as well. So that's the East Anglian Rock Festival 1982, featuring Saxon, Magnum, Samson, SOS, Angel Witch and Stampede, along with the Caroline Roadshow. And that's all taking place on Saturday, July the 24th, between 3 p.m. and 11 p.m. in the afternoon. So sounds like all good fun stuff, that one, I should imagine. So why not pop along and see what it's all about. Now, one of the bands at that particular event are, as I mentioned, a band called Angel Witch, a band who have had their fair share of problems over the last sort of year or so, I think it would be fair to say. And in fact, they are going to get themselves along to that event. They're back together once again, which is rather good. And as a result of that, you would like to hear them as they sound now. So let's, in fact, not hear them as they sound now, but this is what they sounded like when they were together a bit more. Perhaps a little bit of an idiotic title to use to play a number from them, because it's a track called Loser, which they certainly are not. This is Angel Witch, then.
Take
Angel Witch and Loser, one of the bands that will be appearing at the East Anglian Rock Festival at Milton Hall in July the 24th, in fact. Naren, we've mentioned disco supplies, but what about if you're interested in actually purchasing bits and pieces to go with your disco? Maybe you're already a disco operator, or maybe you're even a radio DJ. Well, if you are, then Tape Zone Productions might well be the people to look forward to, because if you're a radio or disco operator interested in improving your sound to your listeners, then Tape Zone Productions can help you. Tape Zone offer a customised jingle production service backed with some of the best experience in the business, and at extremely competitive prices too. Low is Tape Zone's trademark, so if you're a cable radio, hospital radio, free radio or disco operator, or just interested in running a hobby studio, then Tape Zone can offer you a personal service. Shouts, acapellas, mood backings, in fact any jingle effect can be catered for. So for details of Tape Zone's facilities and prices, write to Tape Zone Productions, 6 East Road, Reigate in Surrey. That's 6 East Road, Reigate in Surrey. Or ring Merstham 3113 during office hours. That's Tape Zone Productions. And talking of jingles, why don't we have one, eh?
This is Southern Radio, 713 metres of medium wave.
And let's calm things down a little bit with some Kayak from Holland.
Here we go.
an old favourite of Tony Allen's, that's from the album Phantom of the Night, and the Ruthless Queen from Kayak. Let's pull us round to 3:30, and in just a few moments after the next piece of music, we'll be going into the free radio spot, so have your pens and papers ready if you're one of those sort of people who likes to note down lots of things. Just a brief mention from the Caroline Movement. If you'd like to join the Caroline Movement, which allows you to get all the latest news on the offshore radio and free radio scene in general, then why not drop them a line? The membership for the Caroline Movement is £3 if you're in the UK, or £3.50 if you're living abroad, and the address is the Caroline Movement, BCM, BRFM, London, WC1. They've just published their latest magazine, in which, in fact, Southern Radio and Radio Crystal International feature. So if you want to learn all about what goes on behind the scenes with Southern Radio, then why not get hold of a copy of their latest magazine? As I say, £3 is the membership fee, and send that all along to you. The Caroline Movement at BCM, BRFM, London, WC1 in 3XX, and they'll send you back a new magazine pretty quickly, I should imagine. Right, time for some Thin Lizzy, and then right after that, time to look at the free radio news. So in just a moment we'll do that.
This is Southern Radio.
From the album Renegade, that's Thin Lizzy there, and time now to take a look at the free radio news. A little late, but nevertheless, hope you're all ready with your pens and papers. Let's take a look at what's been happening on the free radio scene, shall we? And let's start by going through the situation alphabetically, shall we? And taking a look at things with Radio Alpha International. Radio Alpha are now broadcasting from 2000 to 2300 hours on Mondays and Thursdays. They have a rock service on Mondays and a soul service on Thursdays. Radio Alpha International will transmit on 90.2 MHz FM. Moving now to Radio Aquarius, and they've now extended their transmission hours from 1900 on Sundays through until 0200 on Monday evenings, or mornings I should say, of course. Radio Aquarius do, unfortunately, however, seem to be suffering from some technical problems at the moment. When they are on, however, they operate on 103.8 MHz FM. Now let's move across to Ireland and take a look at a station known as ABC Tramore. This is a new Irish-based version of the old English-based ABC. They operate on 729 kHz in the medium wave every day, but recently had a major setback after suffering a fire in their transmitter room. They have, however, managed to continue, and it's interesting to note that the staff of ABC Tramore includes our own ex-Southern man, Bruce Wayne, who, of course, also spent a stint on The Voice of Peace. So well done to Bruce, and the best of luck to all of you out there with ABC Tramore. ABC Tramore, incidentally, not too far away from Shoreside Radio, where another ex-Southern man, Dave Hunt, is working. So if you hear us, hello to you, chaps, and keep up the good work. Now moving to Alice's Restaurant. Well, contrary to the reports that we received from within the Essex-based free radio circles, we have some reports from other sources claiming that Alice's Restaurant are still on the air. We hope to clarify this soon, but we understand that, in fact, Alice's Restaurant were forced off the air originally after losing equipment loaned to Radio Invicta, and this equipment was lost after a major raid. It may be that the equipment has now been replaced and that Alice's Restaurant is, in fact, back on the air. We certainly hope so, but if you want to try and find out, then why not try 90.2 MHz FM to find out on Saturday nights. Moving to the shortwave scene now on Britain Radio International. Tuning around the band, we discover that they are still very much on the air, and they operate on 6225 kHz in the 48-metre band. So there's a station that is still around on the shortwave scene, although, of course, recently a lot of stations have either been disappearing or losing out through extremely heavy interference on the shortwave band. Back to the Irish scene again now, and to a brand new station yet again, but a name that hasn't, in fact, been off the scene, Capital Radio in Dublin. And at the Milltown Alpha Video is Kevin McKee's Capital Radio, yet another new station operating from Dublin, which is the latest reincarnation of that particular name. Operating on 97.72 MHz, note the very, very precise details there, that's of course FM. The station began operating about 2 weeks ago and is currently testing with continuous music and announcements from the DJs, which include Scott Williams, who was formerly with Sunshine, also from Peter Madison, and also from Tony Allen, and a little more about his wanderings later on. A Capital TV test card has also been seen, and the station therefore appears to be not only a radio station, but also a pirate television station. The station also expects to operate on medium waves before very long. The transmitter is in fact the X-Island Radio 1, which some people will remember operated earlier on this year, and it's powered at 900 watts, so look out for Capital Radio in the future. Back to London again, and County Radio have been reported back on the air once again, doing some test transmissions and some more programmes, so it appears that they've now managed to overcome the troubles they had with the Home Office earlier on in the year. Also back on the air are DBC, the Dread Broadcasting Corporation's Rebel Radio. They've returned to the air after also presumably having managed to sort things out. But not such good news from Radio Free London. You'll recall that last week we reported they were due to return to the air at 6 o'clock, but in fact they didn't return as planned, and it's thought that they may have suffered some technical problems of some kind. However, they do still, we here, intend to try and return to the airwaves, so keep tuned and hopefully we will have RFL back with us before very long. Horizon FM are still on the air in London. They've managed to keep things together. But let's now move back to Ireland again, where some rather dramatic developments have been taking place over the last few days or so with Radio Nova International, the super-based station in Dublin. Ex-Sunshine man Declan Meehan, who also spent some time with RTE2, is due to start with RNI this particular week. In fact, he's due to start with them tomorrow. The circumstances surrounding the departure of Tony Allen from the station also now seem a little more clear. He seems to have become upset over the fact that Equity members were being used for the commercial production on the station, and also that the fact that his freedom of programming had been cut down, as Nova now seem to be sticking very much to a very tight pop-orientated format. Of course, this doesn't really appeal to Tony Allen. He therefore left and in fact disappeared for a few days before joining Capital Radio, although he's also set up his own company known as Bayside, and this is in the production field, as he was with Bay City Studios when he was working alongside Brian and Gene McKenzie. Brian and Gene McKenzie, incidentally, have now returned to the Radio Nova premises to assist with the situation there. But the latest shock news is that on the 29th of June, which incidentally was the station's first official anniversary, they went off the air in the afternoon, and this was caused due to jamming from RTE2. This has continued ever since, but slightly less in intensity. The reasons are as yet unknown, but the whole affair has hit the papers in the Dublin area with big news. An interview has also been conducted on the station with Eamon Cook, the owner of Radio Dublin, which is rather unusual insofar as that Radio Dublin have hit out over Radio Nova for some time as a result of RNI taking away many of the listeners to what was formerly Dublin's premier station. And Eamon Cook has had a vendetta with Chris Carey for some considerable time, so why he should in fact join in to assist on this one is rather unknown at the moment. However, this may have something to do with the fact that Nova's Irish channel is due on soon. They were planning to operate a new second channel, which is to, in fact, operate entirely in the Gaelic language for an Irish audience. And this may have upset the RTE network, of course, who cater very much for the Irish people. So rather than leave their audience to Nova, they've decided to do something about it and try and close the station down by jamming her. It's also interesting to note that Chris Carey has now sold his offices and his flat in London. So certainly seems to be something interesting going on behind the scenes here, although quite as yet what we don't know. Anyway, now let's move along to the London scene again, and a couple of the stations which are still on the air, OAR Radio, or Our Radio, Open Entertainment Radio, they've returned to the airwaves, they're back on again, and also Parkside Radio are still continuing to go, and also Phoenix Radio. We reported last week that Phoenix, of course, associated with Alice's Restaurant, had closed down, but equally it appears that there is still the possibility that they are on the air. So do tune around and check out on that one. South West Radio, a relatively new station to London, as we reported recently, have recently had rather poor reception logged in our area, but it seems that they are continuing to go ahead. So if you're within that area, then that's a new station for you to listen to. South London Radio, of course, were still on the air and have become one of the more powerful stations operating in London, and they were due to extend their transmission hours to start at 1700, as from yesterday. Whether they in fact did so or not, we're not too sure, but if they did, best of luck to them, and there's a bit more of South London Radio to listen to now. Back to Ireland again, and this time to Sunshine Radio, where Robbie Dale has gone off on holiday and is being replaced by Peter Madison, who's standing in for him. Of course, Peter Madison, one of the new DJs with Capital Radio, but Peter has been with Sunshine in the past and was before that, of course, associated with the Fort Bay station, Radio City. Stephen Bishop, incidentally, now known as John Lewis, operating on Sunshine, has become the top DJ on the station, a change from Caroline days, and he even has knocked up over the top of Tom Hardy, who is one of the most favourite people on Sunshine recently, and of course was regarded as even more professional when he was on Caroline. So quite a change in circumstances, and well done to John or Stephen or whatever you want to call him in his new role on Sunshine Radio. Sunshine is now very much a middle-of-the-road station, more of a Radio 2 type audience, which is probably the reason why they've been left well alone by the authorities. Adrian Horseman, however, is now rejoining the station. You may recall that Adrian was originally head of news with Sunshine and left to join Radio Caroline, and after the non-appearance of that station has decided to rejoin Sunshine, and I'm sure that will be something that will please a lot of the staff there. However, Siobhan Walls, who was one of the other well-known faces behind the station, she's now left, but where she's gone to, we don't quite know yet. Back into the London area again, Radio 255 has been on the air again recently, and of course they operate on 255 metres, medium wave. But Radio Telstar South has certainly done wonders. They've upped their power, and they seem to be getting on a good signal over a lot wider area now. So Radio Telstar South, if you like golden oldies, are certainly the station to listen to. And West London Radio, also a station back on the airwaves with us, and they are operating in the West London area, believe it or not. And that's about all on the land-based music scene this week. My thanks to my correspondents for all the news there. And in the meantime, let's go back to some Pink Floyd, shall we?
Front cakes on the way.
Pink Floyd and Bigs on the Wing Part 2. Floyd, of course, back in town, not quite live, but with the new film version of The Wall. So why not get along and see it, eh? This is Southern Radio.
This is Southern Radio on 212 metres, 1413 kilohertz, medium wave. Your friend at the weekend.
We want information. Information. Information.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.